Friday, this postcard is late. I'll be quick, I don't want to make Pedro wait. Please, Gary, don't try the phone. Dear Gary, I'm not coming home.
Brand new from the Neutrals. That was Wish You Were Here. I'm Rick Todhunter. You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Thanks for joining me here for this show, which is called Exactly What Nobody Wanted. I'll be here from 6, which is right now, until 8, playing good stuff. It is summertime, and I get 2 hours on Tuesday mornings to play some freeform music. And so I'm going to be playing some stuff that I've sort of been meaning to play for a while. Some of the songs are a little bit longer. You know, when I'm limited to an hour, I don't want to take up like a quarter of of that hour playing one song. So stick with me here. We've got some good stuff coming up. Let's go back a little ways and play some Bedouin Sound Clash. This song features the beautiful voice of Coeur de Pirate. Here's Brutal Hearts.
Thank you.
Bonsoir, merci. That was Trisomy 21 with their song, The Last Song. French chill wave band from the 80s. And speaking of the 80s, we also heard U2's song Bad, the live version, from back when they were a scrappy little up-and-coming band. Little did anybody know that they'd become so ubiquitous, I guess is the word. Ubiquitous as to be deeply annoying. But back then, they were just a couple lads from Ireland making good, and it's hard not to like them back then. I did see them perform that song live back in the day. I'm that old, and it was really a lot of fun because at the end of the song there, where they sing, come on down, come on down, everybody from the audience would come down to the stage. Pretty cool. At the top of that set, we heard Bedouin Sound Clash with Brutal Hearts, with the smoky vocal stylings of Coeur de Pirate. And yes, I said that. I'm Rick Todhunter. This is exactly what nobody wanted. Thanks for joining me. Let's go back to the 80s one more time for one more long 80s song. I've been meaning to play this one for a while. This morning seems like the morning to do it. Here's Laurie Anderson's Oh Superman.
This is the hand. take. This is the hand. The hand that takes. Here come the planes. Is there American planes? Made in America. Smoking or non-smoking? Justice is gone. There's always force. And when force is gone, there's always mind. Electronic arm.
Snakes, zombies,
sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless.
But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand
when you're behind the wheel.
And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving.
Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Band, this is The Kit with the live version of their song Moonshine Freeze from their brand new album, brand new live album, Live at the Mynack Theater. Good stuff. They sound great live. Before that was Mary Margaret O'Hara's Bodies in Trouble from her album Miss America. Mary Margaret O'Hara, of course, being the sister of Catherine O'Hara, who lately has been a star in the show Schitt's Creek, but goes way back to SCTV. For those of us that are old enough to remember SCTV, and at the very top of that set, I played Laurie Anderson's Oh Superman from her, when did that come out? It was in the 80s, early 80s album, Big Science. And it's funny because besides being a great song, Big Science makes some interesting references to outdated ideas or technology. There's the idea of a message being left on the answering machine. At one point, she's talking about air travel, and she says smoking or non-smoking, which is bananas to think about now, isn't it? And I distinctly remember going to the public library in Purcellville, Virginia, and checking out that album on vinyl, along with Big Country's first album, and I think Smith's Meat is Murder. So back in the day, you could check out vinyl albums from your public library. Get involved with your public library, kids. You never know what you might find. All right, this is Rick Todd Hunter on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. The show is exactly what nobody wanted. I'm here until 8, and let's keep going. Oh, so one of my all-time favorite musicians, Shugo Takumaru, has a brand new album out, really interesting stuff. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs from his older albums, and then I'm going to play something from his brand new album. So here's Shugo Takumaru with Parachute. Yeah.
Tout cela finira pas, ne réponds pas. Si tu entends frapper chez toi, ne réponds pas. Si tu entends crier ton nom, non, ne réponds pas. Ne réponds pas. Ne réponds pas. Les assassins sont souriants quand ils vous demandent du feu. Assassins ne sentent rien quand les flammes lèchent leurs yeux. Les assassins sont forts et fiers. Ils n'ont pas peur du glas qui sonne. Les assassins sont pointilleux. Ils ne veulent oublier personne. Tout cela.
Right, two songs by Shugo Takumaru, including Parachute from the album Exit, there it goes, and Frogs and Toads from Song Symbiosis, followed by Combo de Guerre's new song Les Assassins from the album Fracassines. I think I said that correctly. You never know. Anyway, check out the new Shugo Takumaru album, Song Symbiosis. Excellent, very weird, very interesting stuff. Reminds me, for some reason, it reminds me a little bit of Montreal. So if you're into of Montreal, you like some snappy beats and some weird instrumentation, Shugo Takumaru is your man. I'm Rick Todhunter. Let's keep going. Here's Sweet Apple, a band made up of Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr., and members of Cobra Verde and Witch. This is Flying Up a Mountain from the album Love and Desperation.
A Marxist at 8. I fucked when I was 13, but baby, I was born too late. I'm flying up the mountain. I'm flying up the mountain. We'll be right back.
I couldn't stand it inside. I was drunk when I was six, a Marxist at eight. I fucked when I was 13, but maybe I